A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee. Presented by Granite Garage Floors. Does your garage floor need a makeover? Visit GraniteGarageFloors.com. Looks like granite, lasts like granite. Granite Garage Floors.
You know how sometimes I say, keep it in your back pocket until you really want to use that card?
Yeah, I have a few things in my back pocket that now I'm waiting to use.
Okay.
I've got some ammo.
Do you think?
Not on you, per se.
Yeah.
Okay. On others who will remain nameless.
How much?
I got one that's a bazooka.
Oh, you do?
I mean, it could really just destroy everything. I mean, dare I say it's beyond a bazooka.
So this
is an atomic bomb.
This is a nuclear attack.
Yeah, this is nuclear. There's no coming back from this.
So may I ask, is there a chance that there's so much ash in the sky?
Yeah.
Everything dies.
Everybody pays the price, yeah.
And you know how you would word it right now?
Absolutely.
Have you practiced it?
No, I haven't practiced it.
Do you know when there's a chance that this one will be fired?
I don't know. That's a tough one to answer. But it's, I got something. I'm sitting on it.
How many people go down? How many people go down?
Potentially?
Yeah.
An entire family. Potentially.
Wow.
Potentially.
Can I? Please don't take this the wrong way. That's the most interesting tease you've ever had. I just don't know if we're all going to be around to see the payoff.
Right.
Can you whisper it to me?
Have you ever written?
I said it, too much.
Have you ever written it on the show sheet thinking today might be the day?
No. No.
It must be big because everything goes on that dumb show sheet.
It does, and it's not dumb.
All right.
A lot of hard work goes into that show sheet, I'll have you know.
I know. I meant it. That's how I meant it. You got $49 million. You could buy Daniel Snyder's house. He's selling his house for $49
million. He already bought another house for $48 million, right?
He might be selling his team for $6 billion, but we don't really know. I don't know what's going on.
That'll show him. He's really going to be punished.
But somebody did the numbers. Do you know that if you put 20% down, you know, stay at a PMI, if you put 20% down, it's $10 million. You know what your monthly mortgage, you're terrible at numbers.
Just your mortgage alone.
Your monthly mortgage. I got a $50 million house. I put $10 million down. I avoid PMI. What's my mortgage a month? To pay it off in a 30-year mortgage.
$30,000.
$283,000 a month. You
horrible.
Are terrible.
Horrible.
Terrible. Terrible at numbers.
That's some good money.
Yeah, that's $283,000 a month.
And that's not counting whatever your utilities are, your upkeep.
Lawn.
Yeah, landscaping.
Yeah, it's a lot. All right, here's a chance to win a Spasadel Valentine's Day gift card, a $200 gift card. On this date, Monopoly, as we know it, came into being. Now, there were things before Monopoly, including a game called Monopoly, but a bunch of people got bought out. Parker Brothers, in what year, sent Monopoly out to the world? How many Monopoly games do you guesstimate they say they've sold since this year?
A billion.
Well, they sold 275 million of them. Again, you're terrible at this. But you know the money that comes in Monopoly? Do you know how much money they print? They're fake money. Do you know what the value of the fake money is?
If it was real money. Game.
Yeah. No. If you added up all the money, money that $30 billion.
Now you're just embarrassing me.
They have to print $30 billion of money every year.
What's the question?
What year did Monopoly come out to the market?
404-231-1680. The first to answer that correctly gets that Spasadel gift card.
Could you go to Woolworth, perhaps, and buy Monopoly? What year? 1978. Yeah.
A little bit earlier than that.
Yeah. Go lower, as we like to say. They had said with that number, 275 million, if the game on average over all the years cost $5, that would be $1.375 billion worth of Monopoly games sold. But they have to print $30 billion of Monopoly money. Did you see the other thing they did? There's like a Star Wars Monopoly. There's like a Disney Monopoly. Like everybody's got their own Monopoly thing, too. That's kind of interesting.
If I won Monopoly, I won Monopoly. I would play with people that would want to change the rules. I'm going to take out a loan. That's not how it works.
No, do you know
I'm
that?
I'm the bank. That's it. You're done.
Do you know that it says in the rules if you run out of money, you create your own script? You create your own script.
Yeah,
you just make more money.
My own script was the game's over.
Listen, you know how
long...
That
was my script. That was Nick's script, if I may use a third-person reference.
Script. Do you know on record they said the longest Monopoly game was 70 days? 70 days to finish a Monopoly game. That doesn't even make any sense
to me. I would laugh maniacally as well when I would take things from people. You're finished! Get out of my sight!
What's the expression most known with Monopoly? What's the expression?
Go to jail?
Don't pass go. Don't collect your $200. I think that's a thing. I have no idea what a hotel costs. We have a winner. 1935. Monopoly came out in 1935.
Hotels, it depends on the property.
No, I understand that. Have they changed that with the times? Like in 1935, if a hotel cost you $5.
Is the price the same in the current edition of Monopoly?
I think it's like $250.
70 days, I could build a house. 70-day Monopoly game. Oh, that must have been a lot of fun.
Park Place, I believe the rent is due, but I have no money. Then you're finished. You're homeless. Go to the shelter.
Do you know who the surprise guest was supposed to be? Questlove, who's very talented. Questlove put together the 50th anniversary of hip-hop at the Grammys. They did a whole long 14 minutes. It was good. Grandmaster Flash, and they paid tribute to a lot of people. You know who was supposed to be in it? He just said this the other day. Will Smith was supposed to be in it, but he's filming Bad Boys 4. Now, I don't know if that's the reason he's not in it, but they wanted him in the hip-hop 50th anniversary. It would have been his first sort of publicly appearance, but it did not happen. Questlove told you. You know who Chris Brown is, right?
He wasn't very happy, I know, after
Robert Glasper.
The Grammys.
Yeah, he lost a Grammy to a guy by the name of Robert Glasper. His 10th studio album, Breezy, was up for the award, but he lost out to Mr. Glasper's Black Radio 3. He goes to social media, and I can't even say what he wrote. Y'all playing. Who the blank is this? Who the blank is Robert Glasper? And he says the F word. I'm going to keep kicking your ass all respectfully. That's what he said to Mr. Glasper.
You know who I am? I'm the one that won the Grammy. That's who I am.
I don't even know what this means. New Level Unlocked, Harmonica Breezy. I know his album was Breezy, but I don't even know what that means. Then what he said was he pulled back on social media. I swear to God, this was his apology. I would like to apologize if you took offense to my reaction at the Grammys. You were not the intended target. Yeah, that's not how I see it. I think he was the intended target. His name is Robert Glasper. He beat you, and you all asked who the blank he is twice on social media.
Yeah, I'm the guy holding the Grammy. That's who I am.
Then he also said, from one black man to another, congratulations. Hope you're able to feed your family for life. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. You just told me and told the world that you have no respect for what it is I did. Your apology is if I insulted you. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't mean that.
Who else? I didn't get insulted by it. I am insulted by it.
I didn't mean that.
I don't even know the man.
What I said, I didn't mean that in a bad way.
You know what's getting a sequel? I know what you did last summer, and guess who's coming back for it? Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr., not senior. They're going to be in the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. They just brought Scream back, and I guess it made a bunch of money. So they're going to do the I Know What You Did Last Summer.
They should change it. I Know What You Did This Winter.
I Know What You Did Yesterday.
Yeah.
Very short attention span.
Yeah, there's a lot of different areas and ways you can go.
Very short attention span for kids these days if you're trying to get the kid market. So they're trying to go nostalgia, slasher. You can probably slash a little bit more in these movies than you even did in that one. Do you remember what the premise was for why they were in trouble?
I don't know.
They hit a guy with a car, and they thought he was dead. But then for some reason, he had like a hook on his hand. Did he lose his hand in the accident?
No, he just carried it.
He was a fisherman, and he used it as part of his tool.
Oh,
he didn't have a hook for a hand. He just had a hook.
He came back and terrorized everybody with a hook.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the movie.
They might have done two of those.
I would have gone to the police.
They did a couple.
They did do a couple of those.
You should have looked at collecting some insurance money instead of murder.
I don't like slasher movies.
I don't either. I don't really understand.
I don't like being on the edge of my seat.
I got the business part of it. All right. Do you know who Polly Sampson is? You probably don't.
I don't.
But she's married to David Gilmour of Pink Floyd fame. We were just talking about this the other day.
Based on the tweet here, I don't think they're getting back together.
You want to know why they don't have to? David Gilmour is worth $100 million, $180 million. Roger Waters is worth $310. There's enough money in it where they
Polly
don't need
Sampson
to get back together.
Polly Sampson went crazy on Roger Waters, right?
Sadly, at Roger Waters, you're an anti-Semitic to your rotten core. Also a Putin apologist and a lying, thieving, hypocritical, tax-avoiding, lip-syncing, misogynistic, sick with envy, megalomaniac.
To which
enough
David,
of your nonsense.
To which David Gilmour responded?
No. Roger Waters said, Roger Waters is aware of the incendiary. What's this word? Incendiary. And wildly inaccurate comments made about him on Twitter by Polly Sampson, which he refutes entirely.
I believe David Gilmour.
He is currently taking advice as to his position.
I believe David Gilmour subtweeted, everything said below is very true or something along those lines.
Goodness.
He agreed.
So the husband and wife were really in on this together.
Yeah.
She called him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 9 different things.
I'll pull up exactly what David Gilmour said.
Okay, him I don't know.
Above what Polly said.
Right.
Every word demonstrably true. That's what he said. That's what he
incendiary.
Said.
Incendiary. I should have known that word. It's incendiary. Do you know who I want to throw into the Arrow Waste dumpster? Arrow Waste. Go to arrowwaste.com. They got dumpsters. And they got the 10s, they got the 20s, they got the 30s.
Affordable.
They bring them in. They bring them in the right way.
Yep. Affordable residential or commercial dumpster rentals at arrowwaste.com.
If you're a contractor, if you're doing work around the house, we're taking up a lawn, we're going to dump it in, they're going to take it away. Boom, I'm done. I don't have to worry about it. Believe me, these guys have better competitive pricing than anybody else in this business right now. Go to arrowwaste.com and get yourself a dumpster. If you're going to need one, go to the place that actually will best serve you.
I may get
you.
Thrown out of my house. I may live in one of those dumpsters. Can I do that?
You know,
do they have a problem with that?
This might actually be a new show for HGTV. Let's gussy up some dumpsters. You've seen the ones with the cargo things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff they put on boats. People are making houses, residences out of those cargo
things. Sounds like
containers.
Another idea that's about to be stolen from you.
Well,
love it or dump it.
Remember, have a roof. We're going to build a roof onto the dumpsters.
Sure, Nick, you can put a canopy of some sort over the dumpster.
The weather gets bad. All right, here's what I want to throw into the dumpster. You know the show Billions. You stuck around for it longer than I did.
I hate everybody on that program.
Right, you hate watch. They just announced that they're going to come up with more shows. Millions, trillions. One's in London, one's in Miami, one's going to be in New York. Now, here's why I want to throw them all in a dumpster. And I'm telling you, take them to a place far, far away. They don't have enough quality writing and plot lines for one show. You're going to come up with 3 more shows in this group? That show is so bad. It got so bad, terribly bad. They're going to come up with 3 more things. Now, are they not understanding that their show died? They're going to try to do 3 more of these? This doesn't even seem real.
Now,
they talk about stop spending money on shows that won't work.
Are they going to continue with Billions as well?
Yeah, Billions has got at least 1 more year. Then they're going to do like Billions of London or Trillions of London, Millions of Miami. I don't know.
And Moon Over Miami, a tribute to Denny's.
Gotta get over yourselves. All right. You know what yesterday was?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, honored by their country, decorated by their queen, and loved here in America, here are the Beatles.
Is this their American debut?
No, this is Shea Stadium.
So you know, now, when you listen to this, remember, they couldn't hear each other. Because this is like what a 13-year-old would have as far as an amplification system in his room today. That's what they were using. They couldn't hear each other. Listen to this.
They are given credit for, nobody thinks about this, for selling out 56,000 in a stadium. Stadium tours were invented by the Beatles in 64 and 65. You know what's crazy? Do you remember what McCartney did?
This is the studio version, obviously.
Yeah,
didn't sound this clean.
No, no, no. Remember what McCartney did, though, to close Shea Stadium down? He played with Billy Joel. He started the stadium tour with the Beatles. First time, people were going to sell tickets. Nobody's going to be able to hear anything, but who cares? There's a lot of money in this game. Then he closed it down in 2008
with Billy
Joel.
I was the biggest thing to happen to Shea Stadium.
What's that, Paul?
I was the biggest thing.
All right, you'll appreciate this.
A big act.
A big act. You're a big act. I know, a big act selling a lot of tickets, I heard. How much weight do you think we're talking about here?
Think I'm going to get it?
Nope. No way.
Jeez, that's 660.
That was good. I see good. That was good.
There's an old guy in the gym. 330-pound dumbbells. 330-pound dumbbells, the biggest dumbbells in the world. Takes them off the rack, shrugs them, puts them back down. There's an old guy on some press machine.
That was really good.
That was good. That was really good. That was really, really good.
You're pretty strong. Yeah.
What's that?
You're pretty strong.
Thanks for noticing, old man. Love your work, too.
Thank you. I'm working at it. You know, I'm never going to do that. But as long as you listen, another day above ground is a good day for me.
Look it up. Look up 330-pound dumbbell guy.
Every once in a while, I like to hold the mirror under my nose, make sure I'm still alive.
He looks like the guy talking to him. That was really good. He looks like every bad B-movie old man in a gym that you would ever see. Tell
listen,
a guy who just lifted 660 pounds.
I give those guys all the
no
credit
doubt.
In the world. They're
still showing
there.
Up, man.
Absolutely.
Still showing up.
I would never say anything disparaging about those guys. I give them again all the praise they deserve.
Well, except for the voice that you just
did. Yeah, but he talked like that.
Okay.
Hey, you tell that to Mino. I love that baseball show that he does. Is that coming back this year?
I think so.
Go
ahead. If you've never seen a 330-pound dumbbell, go look this video up. I swear to God, I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know it was possible. All right. And you know who this is, right?
Charlie Brown's teacher, yeah.
Okay.
Or some other hosts I used to work with. After a while, it would sound like that.
Yeah. This is now official. This is what Kyrie Irving sounds to me. This is how he sounds to me now. Because I'm sure he's going to have something to say his first game in Dallas. I don't know the man. I'm going to tell you his basketball reputation. He's a piece of blank. That's what he is. The basketball version of Kyrie Irving, he's a piece of blank.
I just like people.
I don't know
though.
If he is as a guy. I don't know. I know he's a little different.
Right.
Maybe he's a good family man. I have no idea. I'm telling you, when it comes to basketball, he's a piece of blank.
I just like people saying, how's he going to play with a guy that has to have the ball in his hands and Luka? He won a championship with LeBron. Another guy that had to have the ball in his hands. If he wants to adjust his game, he can do that.
Oh, how long is this one going to last?
Well, that he's a free agent at season's end, so that could be it.
With all due respect, I just watched the Pamela Anderson documentary. I think she's been married 5 times. I think it's 5 times. Same guy twice. It might be 6. I don't even know. That's what he is. He's divorce guy. He can't stay married. Wants to be married. Wants to be loved.
Do you read anything into Jason Kidd having a hat on with dice on them, as in we're rolling the dice, as he talked about Kyrie Irving?
Before the guy shows up, is that really what people are saying he was wearing? And that's why?
That's what he had on.
No, I know where you're going with this.
Bob knows. Bob Iback knows what I'm talking about.
Every time
and
we
if
bring
they
up,
win in Dallas, what? We're going to have a commemorative basketball.
Yep. How many panels, Bob?
28 panels.
28 panels. 28 panels.
Yeah, it's a little tricky.
Yeah, it will be, but it'll work.
Yeah, don't try to bounce it. We will not take responsibility if you try to bounce it.
If you bounce it, it may explode. So no, it's not. It's a commemorative basketball.
I'm using them for Christmas gifts.
Ah, I see what you did. Stocking stuffers, perhaps. All right, so Kyrie Irving, every time you start to talk about him, I start to think about him. That's all I'm going to hear, so I'm never going to hear anything you tell me about Kyrie Irving.
Fair enough.
Just tell me when he's asked to be out of Dallas again. That's all I want to know. I'm out.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.